Okay, con Areb Miflal. Okay, is your name. You opened a coffee shop in Colombo, yes, in Sri Lanka, sorry, a country where it seems not very well developed the culture of coffee. Instead, it is.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Well, I think Sri Lanka is big on tea. I think it's pretty renowned to be the best tea in the world. And the coffee culture, however, is changing there. It's especially in the city, it's much appreciated, and you know, people like to come pay for their cup of coffee. You know, it has really changed from people making their coffee back home, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, Sri Lanka is known for filter coffee, like their own local filter coffee.
Okay.
But the demand for espressos are somehow, you know, coming. Yeah, it is growing. Yeah.
Okay.
And people somehow know their right cup of coffee now, unlike earlier, which anything was okay, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, for a lot of Italians, the bureaucracy is like the nightmare. Is a nightmare. So they think, oh, it's too complicated to open a coffee shop. In Sri Lanka, is there something alike or not? Bureaucracy is complicated.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's very complicated.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more or less
to get the permission or so. It's easy.
Yeah, it's basically you just get a basic license to run a restaurant. You know, it's nothing special there really.
Okay.
You know, so
okay.
As long as you fit into the, you know, the municipal council's requirements, you're good to go. Like, you know, the fire requirements, the water requirements, safety, and all of that. Yeah, so it's not very complicated.
Okay. And from the financial point of view, I don't know, the rent is expensive or not? I suppose that Colombo, being the capital city, is more expensive than the rest of the island.
Of course it is. Yeah, and well, the place we plan to open our coffee shop is considered the prime of the prime. It's beside the coffee bean of Sri Lanka. So you could imagine how they have strategically placed it, you know.
Okay.
So it's exactly in the heart of Colombo, and this is where most of the, you know, the upper class of Colombo lives, really. So they walk their pets and, you know, all of that. So it's a very upmarket neighborhood.
Okay.
We don't have rent because it's our own property. So,
okay.
You know, we are more passionate about opening a nice coffee shop there.
Okay.
So I think in the beginning, you know, it might not, cost-wise, it might not work out, but I'm pretty sure that, you know, with the demand that's coming up there, you know, it definitely is going to make some, it's going to return the money that we put in there.
Okay. And if I want to open a coffee shop in Sri Lanka or in Colombo, there are some ideas about the best areas or what you would need, a good passage of people, of pedestrians, or instead a good passage of cars or what?
Yeah, well, in Sri Lanka, most people really drive. The people who take public transport aren't the kind who pay so much for a cup of coffee.
Okay.
However, there are the kind of people, you know, the office kind of people who work in the commercial zones, like, for example, the World Trade Center, you know.
Okay.
So around that is a perfect place for coffee, really,
okay.
You know, which we still have a lot of void areas which has a lot of potential for coffee shops, really.
Okay, yeah. About the employees, is it easy to find a good barista, and then is expensive to get some employers?
Yeah, well, traditionally most people, they were trained, and then people keep picking them up when they open a new coffee shop, and they pay a little more than they used to.
Okay.
Because not many people are educated on this, you know, on how to make a nice cup of coffee, really. So that's one of the reasons we wanted to come here, learn it ourselves, and, you know, pick people who are passionate about coffee and teach it to themselves and make them make the perfect cup of coffee instead of trying to get someone who's experienced from elsewhere, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Sri Lanka, is it possible for a coffee shop to survive just with coffee, or instead a big part of the income comes for food or so?
Yeah, well, I think coffee is just a side income, really. Food is very big, you know. Food is all, it's compulsory, you know.
Okay.
Coffee is just by the side for food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which kind which kind of food you serve?
Well, in our concept,
which kind of food is successful?
Yeah, well, it's mainly just quick sandwiches and, you know, stuff that has a little of everything, you know. Nothing, not a heavy meal, really, you know.
Okay.
A snack, rather.
Okay. Who is the name of the coffee shop where we can visit you?
Yes, so it's called Peppermint Colombo. It's in Colombo Savan, Sri Lanka.
Okay.
Okay. And hopefully soon you all could look up for it on the Facebook page and on our website.
Okay.
And we should be on TripAdvisor soon, you know.
Okay.
The moment we open, we're hoping to, you know, be known for good coffee, really.
Do you think an Italian guy can come to Sri Lanka to open something? Is a good idea or not for you?
Well, surprisingly, just before I came here, there was a coffee exhibition back there, and there was a lot of Italians who have come bringing their own coffee. There was a coffee brand called Franco Cafe. The Illy Cafe, Illy has come in there as well. Okay. They've started putting their coffee into supermarkets and their own coffee shops and all of that. So I think there's a lot of potential if the numbers work right, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Areb. It will be a pleasure for us to visit you in Sri Lanka.
Of course. It's our pleasure to, you know, serve you as a guest. Looking forward to it, really.
Thank you.